This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. President Joe Biden is abandoning Israel. Biden is withholding military weapons from Israel as they enter Rafah to destroy the last remnants of Hamas, the terrorist organization that butchered 1,200 innocent Jewish people and is still holding 130 hostages. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu was quoted as saying, "If we need to stand alone, we will stand alone. And if necessary, we will fight with our fingernails." But he said, "We have much more than fingernails. And with the same strength of spirit, with God's help, we will win." I just returned from Israel and I spoke to Brigadier General Amir Avivi, founder of the Israel Defense Security Forum. General Avivi has held senior roles in the IDF, including deputy commander of the Gaza Division.
How would you assess the current war right now here in Israel? You obviously have, you know, war fronts in many, many different places, not just in Gaza, but you have situations in Judea and Samaria, which is the biblical heartland of Israel. You've got the north. You got all kinds of people that just want to wipe you guys off the map. So how would you just overall assess how Israel's handling all of these attacks all at once?
We are fighting on seven different fronts, and this is very, very challenging. But Israel decided that our strategy is to really be on the offensive in Gaza. We first need to destroy Hamas completely as a governmental and military entity. This requires really taking over the whole Gaza Strip, including Rafah. And only once we decisively win against Hamas, then the army will focus also on the north, on Hezbollah. We have tens of thousands of Israelis that are displaced. They are not living in their homes. They are not going back before the IDF will clear South Lebanon from Hezbollah presence. So we are looking probably at a long war, which, by the way, could have been much easier if the U.S. would have shown more leadership in the region. This really leaves Israel pretty alone in this huge challenge. We had to deal with fighting for our survival in our own land. We found ourselves 2,000 years in exile. And now, you know, we build again nation, the Jewish people nation, really according to our prophet's vision. I think we cannot take for granted what we have. We must ensure that this never happens again, that this time this will be forever and we'll be able to secure our land.
October 7th, that changed Israel forever. You know, how do you see that as impacting this nation?
Today, the Israeli society understands the challenges, they understand that this enemy is pure evil. They want to really destroy us completely. It's not an enemy you can have deals with. Their whole existence is about destroying the Jewish people. The society is more engaged with the question we have asked from the very beginning, what is needed to secure us? And there is no security for the Jewish people without the people of Israel being sovereign in their own land, without their ability to defend themselves by themselves. What we did in Gaza, this disengagement, simply handing our enemies this area and enabling them to build themselves endlessly, this proved to be a really, really big mistake, and we are paying heavily for the mistake we did in the past 30 years.
You can find out more about the Israel Defense Security Forum when you visit idsf.org.il. You know, I never thought I would see the day when our president or any president of the United States would abandon Israel. But this is what we are seeing right now. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas said this, "I've said for months what Joe Biden now admits. His de facto position is for a Hamas victory against Israel. This is shocking. This is so sad. And we definitely need to be praying for the Jewish people. They are going through so much right now in Israel. And of course, all of the Jew hatred that's happening on our college campuses and universities across our country. Please stand with Israel and let's pray for the Jewish people." That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley.